Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies, Nature Folk, and others. In tonight's encore from June 2014, Selena discussed ways to work with the powers of the goddess as maiden during this waxing moon.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we explore the magic of the waxing moon and maiden moon goddess. Waxing moon, maiden moon, we attune. Waxing moon, maiden moon, we attune. Waxing moon, maiden moon, we attune. The waxing moon is that period of time between the dark moon turning new and the full moon. Almost 2 weeks as the crescent moon starts appearing in the sky, night after night, the moon waxes, gets brighter, gets bigger until it reaches fullness. Many people who do moon magic as part of their spiritual practice do ceremonies specifically during the waxing moon, because across different traditions, it is said that this is a very favorable time to be able to begin things, to grow things, to draw to you situations and things to help enhance your life, the life of others. Tonight we're going to explore some of the ways of working magic, the time of waxing moon. And we're also going to take a look at the waxing moon goddess, often depicted as a young woman or a girl known as the maiden. The waxing moon time begins with a very thin silver crescent of moon visible in the sky. A day, two, and three after the moon has gone dark, moon and sun combined, so the moon is not visible in the sky, but in the very first parts of the moon cycle, you can see a very thin silver crescent. And that thin silver crescent gets bigger each night until it reaches the midpoint between dark moon and full moon, in which it appears that the disk in the sky is half moon. And then it continues to grow in brightness and size all the way to the full moon. Some people work with the waxing moon and the waxing moon goddess of the moon in three distinct phases. The first phase of the crescent, Then at the midway point, what some people call quarter moon or half moon. And then in the final part of the waxing moon, as it approaches full. Some say the best time to focus on growing something is to begin at dark moon or shortly thereafter when the moon is first visible in the sky, and to begin spiritual working at that time. And then on successive days and nights to reinforce the prayer, the wish, the affirmation for what one is trying to achieve as part of magical practice. Some will make a point of going out and looking at the moon each night over a multi-day period, and to time the expression of the prayer, the blessing, the affirmation, the intention at moonrise, or when the moon is sufficiently high in the sky to be able to be used as a focus in meditation. Some people will do some work with the waxing moon at any point during the waxing moon time. And others prefer to work at the midpoint between dark moon and full moon. The reason that the maiden aspect of the triple goddess is connected with the waxing moon is that as we look at the maiden, who can take the form of a young girl or a young woman, complete unto herself, someone is strong and vibrant and growing, that, like the magic of the moon, is growing in brilliance, growing in size. And for that reason, in addition to working with the image of the growing crescent of the waxing moon, one may work with some form of maiden goddess. Two of those goddesses, which some say are different names for the same goddess, come to us from ancient Mediterranean peoples. Artemis from ancient Greece, Diana from ancient Rome. Both were goddesses of the hunt and wild places in classical times, and continue to be honored in those forms in contemporary times. Goddesses of the hunt, often depicted in a flowing tunic that is gathered around the waist, often hunting boots or strong sandals on in depictions in artwork, not only paintings on vases, but in sculptures. And one of the symbols most associated with Artemis and Diana is that of the bow and a quiver of arrows, not only representing the idea of hunting in wild places, but the bow itself, some say, represents that silver crescent of the moon that is waxing. Some depictions of Diana and Artemis have a crescent moon on the center of the forehead. Sometimes that's in the form of a diadem or a crown, and sometimes it is an insignia that is on the center of the brow, or what some people would call the third eye. In addition to these images, often Diana is accompanied by dogs, and Artemis may also be, though she often has stags, deer, associated with her. Are these the same goddess? Are they different goddesses? Both could be said to be correct, that they have many qualities that are similar, and as pagan people connected with each other over hundreds and hundreds of years, that goddess forms took on local characteristics, local names, and you'll find that even in the crafting of temples and shrines, that different societies came to do their own forms of this, but there would be quite a lot of similarity in terms of how this maiden moon goddess was depicted, what her characteristics were, her symbols were, and also her attributes. Both Diana and Artemis were associated with wildness, wilderness, forest. And with the hunt, it was not only hunting, which was a way that humans were feeding themselves in classical times in addition to agriculture, but hunting in the sense of sport and chase. And these goddesses were seen to be quick of foot and sometimes were accompanied by nymphs. Diana, like Minerva and Vesta in Roman society, was a goddess in her own right and was not paired with a husband god. Likewise, with Artemis, seen as a maiden goddess, never to be married. And both Diana and Artemis, being moon goddess forms, sometimes was paired with a sun god, most often Apollo. So Artemis and Apollo were sister and brother. The sacred moon, the sacred sun. Some of the myths about Artemis is that while she was a twin, she was born first and sufficiently ahead of time that she assisted with the birth of her brother, Apollo. Both Diana and Artemis, in addition to being connected with the waxing moon and the moon as a whole, were goddesses associated with childbirth. And people would call upon this maiden moon goddess to not only help with the birthing process, but to protect children. Artemis watched over children as a whole, women as a whole, but young girls in particular, from the time of birth until the time of reaching maturity, as was typical in Greek society, taking a husband. So what one would call the maiden part of womanhood was associated with Artemis in ancient Greece. And in like fashion, Diana also was associated with women and childbirth and protection. In working with these goddesses and with the waxing moon, one can connect with the power and qualities of the maiden moon goddess, which also reflects the increase and the strength of the waxing moon. Some of the qualities include courage, adventuresomeness, creativity, good fortune, making magic, drawing things that one needs to oneself, the law of attraction, as it's called in some traditions. In the next few moments, I plan to share some ways of working with the maiden goddess of the moon and the waxing moon time for different aspects of life. I'd like to share with you some approaches as well as guide some imagery work. So in this next part of our time together, I invite you to find a comfortable place to be, ideally sitting comfortably with both feet on the floor or ground, your back fairly straight and comfortable, taking deep breaths to relax yourself. And then in the next few moments, envisioning the image of a crescent moon in the sky. A crescent moon that takes the form of a beautiful bow. And seeing not only the arch of the bow, which is the silver crescent, but the string of the bow that connects each of the points, forming what could look like the letter D, or Diana, a good way to remember which way the crescent points. Envision the crescent bow for a few moments. And then imagine that the goddess Diana, or if you prefer to call her Artemis, you can do so. The goddess Diana starts taking a form and takes the silver crescent bow into her hands. Let your imagination flow and bring you an image of Diana and the sacred bow of the waxing moon. And imagine that you are standing before her now as you envision her. And as she looks into your eyes and you look into hers, she bids you to connect with her and one of her powerful qualities. Take up my bow, she says to you. And as she hands it to you, you hold it in your hands. One hand holding the bow, the other holding the cord that connects both points of the bow together. She says to you, call to mind some aspect of yourself, of your life, that you would like to increase power and strength. This might take the form of being more assertive in some social setting. This may take the form of adapting your life pattern to have strength to change in a positive way. It may take some other form. Reflect on something you would like to gain strength in. Hold it in your mind. And now she invites you to pull the string of the bow back. And as you do, you feel the power of the waxing moon and the power of Diana rising up within you. And then you let go of the string as you continue to hold the bow. And you hear the sound of the release. And you feel Diana's power within you, connecting and encouraging the strength that you have deep within your own being to be more accessible, pay attention to what you experience in the next few moments of quiet. What does Diana bring forth in your mind about ways to summon up and express your own power within? Resonate with the power of Diana, of the waxing moon and silver bow of strength. And know that whenever you wish, you can use this image and call on Diana and the power of the waxing moon as the silver crescent bow to guide you to activate your recollection and understanding of the power within you. As you give thanks to Diana, the bow goes into her hands once again as she vanishes from view, and you see once again the silver crescent in the sky. Giving thanks and knowing that you can deepen your connection with her through imagery work, through journaling, through research and study, through calling on her as the moon waxes. And now we shift our focus and call to mind some additional ways of working with Artemis, Diana, the maiden moon goddess, and the waxing moon. Some people like to do their planting during the waxing moon. Sometimes that planting takes the form of germinating seeds, taking seeds from a packet or from some other container, soaking it in water, one or more seeds that you plan to plant to start the germination process. Some like to do that the first day after the dark moon turns to new moon. Some wait a few days. Some will soak the seeds overnight or put them between moist paper towels or cloths. Once the seeds are prepared, then they can be placed in potting soil in flats to actually start the sprouting process, or they can be put directly in the ground. A tradition that many people will use when planting seeds is to call on the sacred to bless the planting and seed sprouting process. And one way to do that is call on the maiden goddess of the moon. Sprout these seeds. May they grow soon. In addition to planting seeds physically in fields and gardens, in flower pots, in other places, one can have a planting ritual that can do double duty. In addition to growing the fruits, the vegetables, the flowers, the other types of plants from seeds that you're choosing to do, you also can call something to mind that you would like to grow in your life. And this can be something such as wisdom or understanding about a particular topic or field of study. This may be growing in creative imagination. This could take the form of growing in prosperity, growing in love, growing in good fortune. An image that you can use as part of doing waxing moon magic and working with the maiden goddess is to hold physical seeds in your hands, then hold them up to the moonlight, call on the goddess of the waxing moon to bless the seeds and to bless you in the particular aspect of growth that you've selected. After you've done a blessing, and then you go about whatever the appropriate planting process is, then on subsequent days, you can use an affirmation as you check on your seeds and their sprouting. As the seed grows, may I grow in, and then put in the particular thing you're seeking to grow in yourself. So that's another way of doing some waxing moon magic and looking at the increase of the light of the moon. Now, seeds really vary in their germination time. Some herb seeds that are quite tiny may take a couple weeks to sprout. Other things, such as oat seeds, will generally start sprouting within a week. In addition to working with planting and growing plants and growing something in particular that you've selected for yourself, there is the magic of the waxing moon called attraction. Drawing something to you. And for this, I'd like to guide another imagery experience that you not only can work with right now, but can adapt into your own practice. So, as you settle into a comfortable place again, close your eyes and imagine that a silver crescent is taking form in the center of your forehead. And know that that silver crescent can serve as a kind of magnet to draw into you good health and well-being. So as you sit comfortably and imagine the silver crescent in your forehead, imagine a silver crescent in the sky and moonbeams flowing from the waxing moon down into the crescent moon that you have on your own self. As you breathe in, let healing and well-being flow into that crescent, and then let it flow down through your head, through your neck, your shoulders, out through your arms, and hands and fingers, down through your chest, down in your navel area, your belly area, your hips, your whole torso, going out through your legs, your knees, your ankles, your feet, your toes. Spend a few moments drawing the healing power, the renewing wellness power of the waxing moon into yourself through a silver crescent image representing the maiden moon goddess and your connection with her Let it serve as a magnet to draw that into yourself, your whole being. Experience yourself glowing with the silver, radiant light of wellness. Experience yourself shimmering. Experience yourself growing in wellness. And now, if there are particular parts of your body that are in need of additional support, healing, balance, renewal, focus a few moments on those parts one by one as you continue to envision yourself drawing the healing power of the waxing moon into yourself. Feeling the power, the hope, the strength, the promise of renewal manifesting in yourself and your whole being. And now, in the next few moments, as you continue to connect with this image, focus on inner balance, inner peace. And from that relaxed and peaceful state, let a message come to you. About something specific you can do in day-to-day life to bring about more healing and wellness to yourself. And then take deep, slow breaths, integrating your experience and giving thanks to the maiden goddess of the waxing moon for working with you for healing and wellness. And then as you feel complete with that, return to a more waking state of consciousness. And if you have a means for noting guidance that you have received, your experiences, then note that down. So the waxing moon is a powerful time for drawing better health into one's life, into one's physical body, but it's also a really powerful time for doing healing blessings for others. And it's a powerful time for exploring creative imagination. So in this final guided experience, I invite you to again find a place to be comfortable so that you can connect with the power of the waxing moon for generating ideas and creativity. And for this, we're going to use the image of a forest, also associated with Artemis and Diana. Sometimes with Diana, it was an oak grove. And there are a variety of different trees that have been associated with Artemis, depending on which form of Artemis you connected with. Walnuts and cypress are some of the sacred plants connected with her. For this imagination exercise, I invite you to again close your eyes, center yourself, and then in this case, imagine a screen, a big rectangular screen, like a movie screen or a television screen or a screen from a computer or a mobile device, whatever works best for you. So a screen that starts forming in your mind's eye. And this screen is going to turn into a kind of painting portal for you connecting with Artemis of wild places. Why wild places? Because in the wilderness, there is magic. There is possibility. There is discovery. So in the next few moments, start envisioning a beautiful forest of your own choosing in the screen that you picture in your mind's eye. If instead of visualizing, you're better at giving yourself inner dialogue, a story, then use that method of imagining. Or if you're better at sensing it rather than having a visualization approach to imagination, feel free to do that. Or if you're one of those people that really likes combining sensing and hearing and envisioning with some other forms of imagination, feel free to do that. Gaze at the screen and the forest in the screen. This is an enchanted forest. It's a forest of deep wildness. It's a magic forest. It's a sacred forest. And as you continue to envision the forest in the screen, you notice in the center a pathway starts opening up, a silvery pathway, the color of moonlight. And as you look at that pathway in the magical forest of your mind's eye, a mist forms, and out of the mist comes Artemis and a creature, a wild creature of the forest. She is the goddess of creatures, of wild beings. Pay attention to what comes into view. And then she comes closer and has a message for you. What does she tell you? And as you connect with that and pay attention to what rises up in your mind, she invites you to look at the creature that's accompanying her. And she tells you, this creature can help you develop your creative imagination. And as you look at the creature looks at you and gives you a message. And Artemis now extends her hands out before you, and in her hands is a beautiful crescent moon. And through the screen, she extends her hands, and the moon goes to you, and you imagine yourself holding it and bringing it close to your heart, and it goes within your own body, a token of love and expression from the creative goddess of the waxing moon. You give thanks to Artemis. You give thanks to the creature. You give thanks to the waxing moon. And as you look again at the screen, a mist starts forming. Artemis and the creature disappear into the mist, and you're looking at the enchanted forest once again. And then that disappears as well, and the screen vanishes from view. You know that whenever you wish, you can call that same screen up. You can call up the image of the magical forest with the silver path. You can call on Artemis and other creatures in addition to the creature that you've encountered in this experience. And the crescent moon, gift from the maiden goddess, Artemis, of the waxing moon is within you to remind you of her power, of her creativity, of your power and your creativity, of your connection with growth of ideas, the wellspring of imagination that's within you and that's within this world. So as we conclude our journey with the maiden goddess of the moon, with Diana and Artemis and some of the sacred symbols associated with them. Let us give thanks. Maiden Moon, Moon Goddess, Waxing Moon, we give thanks. Continue to be with us in our lives, in ourselves. Continue to remind us of our connection with nature in all of its cycles and beauty. And as you go about life and pay attention to the moon and all the phases of the moon, may you carry with you memories of your time tonight and new ideas for being able to connect with the moon in some ancient ways, some personal ways, innovative ways, now and in the times to come. So mote it be.
Is it really gonna go like this? Is it really gonna be poor me with a stiff whiskey crutch?
Oh.
Is it really gonna end this way? I mean, I've left better deals for less than this much.
Oh.
And I'd really love to call a friend, but I'm here without a phone. I've been driving around, it's 3 a.m. and I'm sitting here alone in my car.
Thank you.
Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.